Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to CJUM FM on 101.5 here in Winnipeg.
All right. Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre, and let's get started. So this is a very special episode. I have a guest, a live guest. In fact, it's a band. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I won't be leaving here with you. I want you.
know I won't be leaving here. I know I won't be leaving here with you. Up next, we've got an original song. We just completed the song last week. It is called Non Sono Un Roboto, which in Italian translates into I Am Not a Robot. So here you are, what it takes. You wanna be great. Your fate. I know I won't get there. Your assumptions are insanity. Yeah. I'd like to earn my part in the highest state. Can you behave? I'm not your slave. I know I won't get there. Your intentions are insanity. Yeah. You want perfection, but I'm a man. You can't replace me. My worth is in who I am. And for the record, all of my own. my chains. You're not the law. I am what remains. I know I won't get there. Your expectations are insanity. All right. Up next, we've got one of the first originals we wrote. It's called Running from the Dark.
Breathe. selfish way, stay away and set me free. Can't you just let me be? Darkness is all over me. I'm running from the dark. I take my flight. I'm walking to the fading light. Memories escape my mind. Racing for the final fight. Wings outstretched. I take my flight.
Next song is also one of the first songs we wrote together as a band. It's called Illuminated.
Back, realizing our impact in a world and others do.
All right. Our next song is a song called Set Me Free. Next song is also a song that we wrote very recently. It's called Clashing Tides.
Sure, I think that it is too much.
Next song is called Summertime Loving. Taking shelter near the evergreens, I'm born in love I will never feel. The autumn wind never felt so chill. I miss the way that you made me feel. The leaves fall like tears to the ground. They fall cause you're not around. I walk the paths that we once knew. I walk alone now. I'm freezing down to my bones. Why did you leave and let our love go cold? I'm grasping at the empty air, reaching for you but you're not there. Bring your warmth to me, bring your summertime lover to me. So that is it for our originals. Now I'd like to close with a cover from an Italian band called Måneskin. Mm.
put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm begging you. King. I played it hard and fast, denied everything. Walked away, he warned me then. Well, easy come and easy go, then it wouldn't. So into my secret, let me know. Yeah, into my feature, get me know. Into my secret, let me know. But I'm gonna see just what to go. 'Cause I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Yeah, yeah. Da, 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 'cause I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, baby. Begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be a man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. The empty shell used to be. The shadows of my life was hanging over me. Broken man that I don't know. With my soul, what we doing, what we chasing, what bottom, what the basement, what we got good shit to erase it, what we feel for the needs to replace me, where the wrong way truck with the good, what paint a picture dead where we could be at, not just where it should, could give away you have any took the paper, keep walking on, keep up the door, keep open for the clothes, go, keep causing blow, 'cause I want to live in there broken home when you're begging. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging, begging you, so put your loving hand out, baby, I'm begging. Can't make it all alone. I'm holding on and I can't fall back. I'm just a corn about to fade to black. I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, darling.
All right, guys, that was so awesome. It was like a 1-2 minute break, and we'll get to the interview process. All right, see ya.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000. Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
All right, we are back with room 118. I can let you introduce yourselves. So we'll first go with Dan, a short introduction.
All right, hi there. I am Dan. I am the vocalist of the band Room 118.
Hello, my name is Rudy. I originally started this band about, I would say, in February.
And I am the one of the guitarists in Room 118.
I'm Jaden. I play bass for the band. And when Rudy says February, I think he meant last February.
Yeah.
I'm Arison. I'm the other guitarist for the band. I like playing music.
My name is Kings. I'm the drummer in the band. I joined this band kind of halfway when the band started. And, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll just go a few questions, and I want to give each of you a chance to answer in your own way. The first question. So how did you guys come up as a band, a get-together?
So I always kind of played in my basement, and I had a keyboard where I would play every instrument, so I got tired of doing that. So I just asked some friends and say, hey, do you play this instrument? And then I found all kinds of ways to recruit my band members, and it kind of took off from there.
All right, cool. That's awesome. Oh, what about you, Dan?
Yeah, so originally I saw a posting by Rudy. They were looking for a singer and a drummer, and I couldn't help with the drumming, but I knew how to sing a little bit, so we got in touch, and yeah, we went to karaoke to do like kind of like an audition, and he seemed to like my voice, so then yeah, I became part of the band last summer.
Oh, yeah, I was just looking for people to play with, and I met Rudy through a mutual friend, so yeah, it's been chill since then.
I've been playing guitar for a while, and I guess, I don't know, Rudy knew I was playing guitar, and so asked me to join a band. Of course, I said yes, it's fun.
So I actually saw the exact same Reddit post that Dan here saw, but I remember just disregarding that post, but it seemed like it was almost destiny because my sister reached out to me saying one of her friends was looking for a drummer, and I decided to take that initiative, join the band, and now here we are.
All right, that's cool. And just in terms of history, what kind of gigs have y'all done?
I've done just some open mics where I just go up there by myself and sing and play guitar. But besides that, mostly my basement, not many gigs for me.
Yeah, honestly, I never played in front of people until we started the band. We've only ever played twice, yeah? Yeah, we only ever played twice. Once at an open mic at Osmore Tap House, and once just on a stage on Osborne. So yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, same here. I've mainly just played in my, well, not basement, but like indoors, only in front of friends before, and now we've played open mic nights twice with the band.
Yeah, so for myself, I used to play in a church band, and that's kind of the biggest experience I had. In terms of open mics, it's only really been with this band where we went to various bars within Winnipeg, and we've done an outdoor performance more recently too, and that's about it for performances.
All right. I think like the next question would be how, like, what's the writing process like and construction process of the songs from like beginning to end?
I would say what we do is we usually get most of our song ideas from just jam sessions.
During practice, we have different sessions where we just say, play something, and hopefully something pops up, and then we kind of go home and develop that song and write our own parts and come back and bring it to the group, and we kind of go from there.
Yeah, so for the lyrics, usually what I do is I get like ideas throughout the day, and I just jot them down in a notebook, and then I bring it to the band and see, okay, for that one jam session we had, I thought of these lyrics, how do these sound, and then, like, yeah, we just bounce off of each other, and, yeah, we, you know, we collaborate and compromise, and through that kind of struggle, we just make a song.
Yeah, even regarding the drumming parts, usually just comes out of thin air, almost like someone would play. For example, Rudy would play something, or Arison would play something, or even Jaden would play something, and just by listening to it, and from my experience, I would hear something that might sound good with the guitar, and from there we kind of just experiment, like Dan said, and from there we come up with something.
Yeah, same here. I feel like a lot of my best ideas have just come out of thin air.
Yeah, the same exact way.
Alright, okay, that sounds good.
I guess you could maybe talk about like songs that you like. I know you did started with a cover and ended with a cover. So for each of you, what's your like personal thing that you like to listen to and something that you like to play? So like a few songs that you like to listen to, like genre wise, and things you like to play genre wise.
Yeah, so for me, like I mentioned before, Måneskin has been a really big influence on me. They won Eurovision in 2022 on behalf of Italy, and since then I've been listening to them nonstop. And they're currently inactive right now. God willing, they come back one day. But they've been a really huge inspiration. I saw one of their live covers of Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, and so we took that, and that was like one of the first songs we played together as a band. And then Begging, of course, is one of their most iconic songs. It's like TikTok famous. Måneskin's been a huge influence for me. Queen has also been a really major influence. Michael Jackson, of course. If you ever come see any of our live shows, you'll definitely see me do a moonwalk or two.
I would say for me, definitely The Strokes. I'm actually going to see their concert in the weekend, so that's going to be fun. And besides them, Radiohead, Arctic Monkeys, I just really like the indie rock / garage genre, and I would say that's where most of my parts come from, is that kind of vibe.
So for me, I'm really into reggae and reggae rock, so Sublime is my favorite band of all time. I'd say them, stuff like Slightly Stupid, or even like regular, like traditional reggae, like Bob Marley or Yellow Man or stuff like that. That's what I really enjoy listening to and playing, so yeah.
I listen to a lot of Queens of the Stone Age and like more bluesy hard rock, also garage rock as well. I like those like heavy, catchy riffs, and I try to incorporate that whenever I can.
So for myself, I honestly listen to a variety of genres, all the way from jazz fusion to Afrobeats to fusion rock, rock. Specifically, I get a lot of my influence from the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl is definitely one of my favorite drummers. And aside from him, there's a variety of drummers who, once again, have been playing these different genres, and I kind of just listen to them. I like to mix these genres together to kind of come up with something on the drum kit.
And for yourselves, what are your plans for the future, and like what's the plan for the future as a band?
I would say the plan for the future is just to play as much as we can, and to make as many connections as we can with different people across the city, and to get more comfortable with performing in form of larger groups of people. I would say the more experience for us, the better it will be.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I'd love for us to be out there playing more shows, and like not just open mic nights, although those are really fun right now. We'll work our way up.
Yeah, sorry. Totally. And I think it's like a good opportunity to say that we're playing a few times this week, so check out our Instagram story or our post or whatever and see what we're playing.
Yeah, we are Room 118 The Band on Instagram, so check us out there. We have posted our schedule for our upcoming shows, so do check that out.
That is Room 118 The band, yeah. And we have an upcoming schedule for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at open mics across different bars across the city.
Okay. And I think maybe just... I know you played a couple of songs. If you kind of just want to go through them one more time, just like give the history of like each song that you just played. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one. Like, why don't we played, I guess we played six originals. Why don't we each take one and, explain the history behind it. So I'll start on, I'll explain, I guess Non Sono Roboto is my favorite one that we play, I think. That one, I think, started off as just I came to Rudy with a fun bass line, and it kind of went from there. Because I know Rudy wanted to make kind of like a funk song before, and so we're kind of coming up with something for that. But it kind of turned into a hard rock thing, and then Dan came up with some cool lyrics. And honestly, I can't remember if it's Italian or Latin.
Italian,
yeah. And that song, that's how that came. The writing process was kind of the same as we've kind of talked about, where it just kind of came out from jams and stuff. So yeah, I'll pass on to someone else.
Sure. I can talk about the writing process of the very first song, which is Illuminated. That one was in the works for about a year, and I would say it was even in the works when it was just me and Jaden and nobody else. So we had to catch some more members and teach them on the song, and then as we wrote more songs, we got more comfortable with our writing process.
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit about Summertime Lovin'. It's a very like emotional rock ballad, and I've always wanted to write something like that, and like something in the style of Queen, and like something in the style of like a song like Freddie Mercury would write. So this is my first attempt at that, and it's like it's also very influenced by the poetry of Percy Shelley, and so like we try to incorporate a lot of like nature imagery in our songs as well. So yeah, I think Summertime Loving is like one of the most nature heavy songs we have.
Yeah, so I can kind of talk about Running from the Dark. For that song, when I came up with the drum beats, it was honestly just about feeling the parts, making sure that they kind of match with the lyrics as well as the guitar parts and the bass parts. I didn't necessarily write any of the lyrics, but once again, it was just all about that feel and seeing what fits different parts, whether it's the verse, the chorus, the bridge, etc.
Also important to note that that song got rewritten a bunch. There's some parts
right.
that were edited.
I can talk about Set Me Free, because that one started as just, I had a fuzz pedal with me that day, and so I turned it on and played something a little more droney. And then just going from like two different notes, we kind of built it up from there into the song it's become. And yeah, with a lot of these songs, I feel like the lyrics are kind of written based off like feel, like what does a song feel like it's trying to say to us, right?
Yeah
I like that.
Okay, that's cool. So I guess maybe headed towards I guess we're like the midway point, so I guess I'd ask you like maybe more personal stuff, so like maybe like hobbies, you know, stuff that you do when you're not like doing music, you know.
Yeah, so for me, music is a very big part of my life. I like go to karaoke everywhere I can in the city, and that's how I found these guys. So yeah, big fan of karaoke. Also big movie guy. I love watching movies, I love making movies, and just all sorts of artistic endeavors. That's what I enjoy.
As for me, I love playing hockey and playing sports in general, and soccer and all that. Anything where I can get outside and move my body is great. Besides that, I like programming different things and making things from nothing. So those are the two things I would say for me.
For me, I'm pretty into reading. I do a lot of, I'm an English major here at U of M. I read a lot of books. I love manga, is probably my favorite thing to read right now.
I like skateboarding, just, yeah, stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah, in my free time, tend to do a lot of reading as well, more sci-fi. I like to play video games. Playing guitar takes up a lot of my free time as well. And when I'm not doing that, I'm a geology student, so I love being outside and looking at rocks, collecting rocks.
For myself, you'd either catch me outside of Winnipeg, so I'm a huge traveler, whether it's just around Canada or in Europe or Asia. I'm also a big athlete myself. I love to go to run clubs. Shout out to the Beer Can, Winnipeg Run Club, and also the UA Run Club every now and then. And I'm also at the pool, so I love swimming as well. And outside of that, I also love reading. I have a lot of hobbies, but those are kind of the main ones for sure.
All right, that's cool. And I think another question I want to ask, I know Dan mentioned karaoke, so if you had a chance to go to karaoke and sing a song, what would be a song that you'd like to sing?
Oh man, this is a difficult question for me because there's so many songs that I'd love to sing. There's so many songs I have sung already at karaoke. It's hard to pick just one. Lately, I've been doing a lot of Michael Jackson at karaoke, just because like the movie has come out, and yeah, the MJ craze is at peak levels. So yeah, I think if I had to pick one Michael Jackson song to sing at karaoke, I think it would be "You Are Not Alone."
I would say I would pick a song from the "Is This It" album, which is the first album of the Strokes. I'll probably go with "New York City Cops," although I did search online and no bar has it, from what it seems like, because it's a pretty niche song. But it's a lot of yelling and screaming, so.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a singer. I've been to karaoke a few times with these guys, but I haven't gone on stage by myself. Maybe next time. But if I you know, worked up the courage to do that, I guess I'd... Oh, God, that's a tough one. I guess I would probably want to sing some Sublime or something like that. Like Santeria could be fun. We cover that one, so I'm really familiar with it.
I'm also not much of a singer, but I'll do karaoke after a few drinks. I'll do a few songs, not too many, but I always like to do "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence with a friend. I'm not good at it, but it's after a few drinks, it just doesn't matter. It's fun.
Myself also, I'm not much of a singer as well, but if I really had to do two songs, I would say Hotel California and also a few songs by the Kings of Leon.
All right. And how often would you say that you hang out as a band, like, together?
Not often enough. We're all pretty busy with jobs.
Yeah, yeah, seconded.
especially me here. But usually at least, like, practice a week is a good go-to.
This is a special week since not working this week, so.
I got a week off.
All right. I guess to, like, end off, maybe you could give a introduction, like, one last time. Each of you, just, like, one by one, and then... I'll see you later.
All right. Yeah, so again, I am Dan, the vocalist for Room 118.
I am Rudy, one of the guitarists for Room 118.
I'm Jaden. I play bass, also for the same band.
I'm Arison. I'm the other guitarist from Room 118.
And I'm Kings, the drummer for Room 118.
And you can find us on Instagram at Room 118 WPG Winnipeg. So that's Room 118 WPG on Instagram.
That was a correction from earlier. We said Room 118, the band, but it's actually Room 118 WPG, like as in Winnipeg.
For business inquiries, you can reach us at room118theband@gmail.com.
All right.
We'd love to play music.
Yeah, it's fun.
Please hire us.
All right. See ya.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay it forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous southern fried tofu sandwich and fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
That was More by Carly Rae Jepsen. Up next is Lover Comeback by City and Color.
to be eternally restless, refusing to believe. But I think that we missed our connection. I wanted to feel your affection until my.
Hey, you're tuned in to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Avery from In Between and Out Of. I hope you guys are having a good summer. I am home. So all of these are just a couple old recordings of my shows picked out. Hope you enjoy them, and I'll be back in the fall.
I'm just a lover girl. Sip, name, shake, twirl. In the club, but I am just a lover girl. Sip, name, shake, twirl. In the club, but I am just a lover girl. Lover girl, I'm just a lover girl. Lover girl, I'm just a girl. Lover girl, I'm just a lover girl. Lover girl. Just a girl.
Options I got plenty. Your friends are way too friendly. I'm a baddie, they can't hurt me. Guess I just want you, baby. I wish this didn't face me. And the club is getting crazy. Getting freaky, getting nasty. But I'm trying to keep it classy like.
Yeah.
your town. I want you right now. If I call you, better answer loud. If I see you, I'm out. In your city, your town. I want you right now.